culture, as we understand it, is synonymous with the ways of a people. More often than not, the ways of a people are praised by the same people where looked upon with suspicion or disapproval by the others, and often in both cases with surprisingly little understanding of what those ways really are and mean. When a visitor is in the United States to study the American way of life or American culture, almost everyone is glad to show him that way and that culture. But what do we show him and what do we tell him? How do we know what to show and tell him? If we are near an automobile plant, we will show him, of course, an assembly line and the tourist spots in the city. And perhaps we will show him a farm and a school. And we will tell him the favorable generalities that we have been taught about ourselves, which may happen to be the same favorable generalities he too had learned about himself and his culture. Occasionally, someone among us wishing to pose as a detached intellectual may criticize a thing or two, or everything. But we are really rather helpless to interpret ourselves accurately and to describe what we do. Because we have grown up doing it, and we do much of what we do through habit, acquired almost unnoticed from our elders and our cultural environment.